Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Amen. Let's get your books and let's turn to page 57. Page 57. We all know that. Let's all stand and sing Amazing Grace now. Let's sing it out. Let's sing on the first. Sing it. Aren't you glad about that amazing grace? Yeah. Amen. Go ahead.
Can we not sing when we've been there?
Yeah, we can. Let's sing that last. Sing it now. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. Saved this morning. Yeah.
Be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, even on this Labor Day weekend. I'm so glad that you're here. We do have a lot of folks out traveling, but that is okay. We expected that today, and let's just pray for their safety while they are out. And let's go ahead and have the ushers, if you would, come at this time. And I just want to recognize Ronnie Gobby's being here. That's Brother Ron's son, all the way from Texas. Was that Dallas, Texas? That's a long way from home. And I'd like to say he came here just to see us, but the truth is, and Brother Ron would like to say that he came here just to see him, but the truth is he came to go to a Georgia University ball game. So that's that's just the absolute truth. So and Georgia won yesterday, and oh yeah, and Auburn lost. Amen. 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 Oh, my goodness. Did Georgia Tech win, too? Oh, my goodness gracious. We're on a roll. Oh, my goodness, really. What were they playing the little guys over there? The little leprechauns. Yeah. All right, we need to get busy for the Lord. Let's take up the offering.
Faced a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes the troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold. Sometimes it takes a mountain. trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this I will admit, it has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say no. That sometimes it takes those mountains. Sometimes the troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert, Lord, just to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain just to trust you and believe. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Oh, sometimes the troubled sea. Yes, sometimes it takes. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes those mountains to trust you and
I don't care how good life is. There's those areas in which we need help. That's one of the reasons why we come to church. But there's another reason we come to church. And that is to hear the gospel of Christ. There's been some business taken care of here this morning. If you don't know this Lord, I want to invite you to be saved today. You know, it's always puzzled me from a physical perspective, a secular perspective, how we Christians can weep like a bunch of babies and be happy at the same time. The world looks at us like we're half crazy. Sometimes they may be right. But the truth is, when you've got the joy of Jesus Christ in your heart, no matter how painful, how difficult your situation, how deep that valley may be, or how high that mountain may seem, the truth is there's a joy that passeth all understanding, a peace that passeth all understanding. It's not that we Christians enjoy the battles. I understand God puts us through things. And I mean, it feels like it's going to rip your heart out. But nevertheless, he allows it to happen. But through it all, it's not that we look forward to difficulties as Christians. We don't. But when they come, there is a peace, there is a joy that fills the gap for all the loneliness, for all the oppression or depression, all the difficulties. The joy of the Lord fills that gap, fills that void in our lives. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Ladies and gentlemen, we that are born again understand the joy of our salvation. We understand the peace and the joy that screams to our hearts through those tears. I was looking around and there were tears today because of disease. There were tears here today because of circumstances with friends and circumstances with family. There were tears today because of death, sometimes tragic deaths. But nevertheless, there were tears. And then I saw the tears that were being shed just because we were enjoying being in the house of the Lord. And all that takes place in the church house because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, ladies and gentlemen, that whosoever means just that, whosoever. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior today, I want to give you a chance to be saved. When you have a service like this, can I tell you what the temptation is? The temptation to the preacher is to get up and preach his outline and just try to put the cherry on top of the service. That's the temptation. But I want to tell you, the cherry has already been put on top. The Lord Jesus Christ is being recognized by you that are hurting here today. And then he's being glorified through your pain and suffering. You're finding him at the altar. I'm telling you, the cherry has been put on top. But the gospel of a loving Savior that left the platform of heaven, stepped out of his throne room into the womb of a sinner named Mary, walked around on this nasty earth. And I mean, he was born in a barn, ladies and gentlemen. Died on the cross for your sins and my sins. The Bible said that he was beaten beyond recognition. That no man had ever been so marred as our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for you. He died for you. He died for you so you wouldn't have to go to hell. He died for you because he's holy and sin must be paid for. So he came and he said, "Fellas, I'm going to pick up the tab for all of you." I've said this before 100 times, but I can't get over it. Think about it. For every individual that has ever been born, and every individual that will ever be born, from the law-abiding citizen, the good man or the good woman that is still born into sin and has to be forgiven, right, to the rapists, to the murderers,
to the homosexuals, to the adulterers and fornicators. Think about it. For every little evil thought, every little thing that's said that's wrong and unholy, God sent his son to die for every one of those sins. And then the Bible says that we were justified by his resurrection. Amen. That's right, sports fans. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that God raised him from the dead. Thou can be saved. That's simple. So all the pain and the heartache and the tears and the laughter and the shouting, you want to know what it's all about? It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. We have someone that is far superior than anyone on this planet that takes care of us. I heard, I believe years ago, it was Phil Donahue. Some of you younger folks don't remember him, but he's a God hater and a Christian hater. And he one time made the statement, something of the effect, that Christians were weak and had to use God as a crutch. I want to say to you, guilty. Amen. That's right. You go ahead and use your doctors as a crutch if you want to. Go ahead and use your psychologist and your counselors as a crutch if you want to. Go ahead and go to the polling booth and cast your vote thinking that that person that's going into that office, whether it be local, countywide, statewide, or nationwide, you put your trust in those clowns. Go ahead, stick that crutch under your arm. See that? See where it gets you. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. Brother, go boot up. I'll take Jesus any day of the week. The Bible says, speaking to every person that's ever been born, that is born and will ever be born, ye must be born again. You're not going to skate around it. There's no loopholes, folks. You watch the politicians, you watch the criminals of this world, and my goodness gracious, it seems like they get through every little legal loophole. They're like, it's like nailing Jell-O to the wall. There's no way you can convict them because you can't catch them because the rules have been written by those that are breaking them. And man, I tell you, they know the loopholes, but I want to tell you, there will be no loophole that we can jump through when we stand before the Lord. He is perfect, he is righteous, he is holy, and he is smarter than you and I. Brother, I would rather take my chances with Jesus than any stupid politician I know. You say, well, preacher, what if you get to heaven? Or what if you die and find out you were wrong? I'd rather live the life I live with the hope I have and in whom I have it and be wrong than to live like this lost and dying world lives and be right. I'm telling you, sing it, I rather take Jesus, and I have. And this is it. As this man sings, as he sings, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you come on forward. We're going to take the Word of God and show you how you can know that you're going to heaven. Can you do that this morning? Brother, you sing it. Sing it. That's good. Lord's here.
As it gambled for the robe he wore, they chose the worldly trail. Not thinking about eternity as the soldiers drove those nails. Will we learn from what they've done? take. I'm so glad.
Listen.
That I'll take Jesus.
Hey.
I'll take Jesus.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Oh, I've tried those earthly pleasures and they fail. But when you see the gates of heaven and hear the Master say,
be a great time to get to meet them. The Lord brought you here for a reason this morning.
Now as the pages of my life have turned and time has rolled away, you see all the things that I have done, they're not gonna matter on that day. You see, they're gone and they're faded away. They're gone to be to me just a memory. And this, you're gonna hear me say that I'll take Jesus. Yes, I'll take Jesus. You see, I've tried those earthly pleasures. Which one?